see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the beautiful studio here in Elk River Village, 312-642-5600. And be sure to check out our sponsors, Tandem HR, their beautiful website with lots of information is available at tandemhr.com, or you can give them a call, 630-928-0510. So I have a jam-packed studio of some fantastic people, and you'll want to get to know each and every single one of them. I'm thrilled to be joined by my first guests, Aviv and Dan, the founder and head of business development for Dormigo. Welcome to the program, guys.
Thank you, Shalom. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So Dormigo, you guys are travel experts, and you are committed to helping ensure that a positive experience for those that are looking for sort of that short-term hospitality, top-notch experience. Tell us a little bit about how that idea got started.
Sure. So I'm Dan. I'm, as you mentioned, the founder. And the experience starts about 3 years ago, where I have a family-owned hotel in Germany. And I was during my MBA studies here in Chicago, I traveled to Germany to that family-owned hotel just to basically learn the business and help develop it. And part of that experience, I realized with my own technology background, I'm an electrical engineer by trade, by profession, and I realized that there's so many opportunity to improve the technology and this entire industry is very much operating in outdated technology for things like pricing, for things like managing the guest experience, and electrical engineering is all about optimization.
Sure.
So I saw a lot of value, opportunity to improve. And when I came back to my MBA here in the U.S., in my second year of studies, I kept thinking about how I can make that experience better. And as part of that, this is how Dormigo was born.
Amazing. And Aviv, I know you and I, I've seen you in action, and I know that you are super involved in the Chicago entrepreneurial business scene. And as head of business development, you have fallen in love with Chicago. I don't think that's an understatement, and have gotten out there and developed relationships. So tell us what makes the Dormigo experience different from both ends, both from the, call it the provider end, as well as from the consumer end.
Yes, of course. So we generally tend to, kind of to your point, both to the owners of the building that we're staying at. So Dormigo mainly facilitates or mainly approaches building owners, residential buildings mostly, here in Chicago, Nashville, and Austin, but basically worldwide, who don't have full capacity or full occupancy of their building. And what we do is we take some of those units to remove some of the excess capacity and transform them into these short-term rentals, kind of hotel-style, very big suites, so that we can accommodate the guests. And for the guests, that's exactly that. They're getting maybe the same pricing or even a lower pricing, but they're getting an apartment in the best areas of each and every city instead of going to a hotel, getting a tiny room, being, you know, in a very crowded space. They're getting a little bit more intimacy, a much better guest experience. You know, we're available almost 24/7. And we're just there to make their experience better.
Sure.
Giving them advice and helping them out.
And in terms of your inventory and in terms of the availability of what's out there, if I'm a guest, I'm from another city and looking to come into Chicago, or I know you mentioned Austin, where you've already demonstrated your capabilities. Chicago, certainly a growing market, and we're going to talk about what that growth means in just a moment. But if I'm a guest and looking to book something in Chicago, what does the inventory of it or availability look like? How are you better than, I don't want to name your competitors, but perhaps a company that rhymes with Air CNC? How are things any different?
So I would say it's not different. Air CNC is a marketing company. They don't actually have the real estate. We're the flip side of that. We have the real estate and we publish it on Air CNC and other of their competitors on basically any travel, I would say, booking site that anybody, any one of us knows and goes to. Our real estate is going to be there. So to you, you can book us wherever you want, whether it's our website or all of these affiliate websites. But the apartment is still going to be the same apartment if you book it with us.
Oh, fascinating. And I know you've prided yourself on the customer service as well. And I know that that's one of the areas of growth. Let's talk a little bit about that. What customer service is like and sort of what are the core values of the company. And I am curious what the coming years will look like.
Sure, I can take that. For us, the difference is that you have a lot of, this is a booming new economy, what we call the short-term rentals, and the main problem with going into and staying with a host that is just has their own place and they don't have a lot of maybe a lot of experience, or we can provide the consistency of a brand or a company. When you come and stay with us, you know what you're getting. You know that there's a whole company behind that stay, making sure that you have the best experience possible. That's, I would say, is one big advantage. And the second advantage is that as compared to what we call a one-off host, is that we can provide things that you would need the economies of scale to be able to provide. Like we can do things that won't make sense for us to develop and to maintain for one apartment, but when we have dozens of them, it makes much more sense.
Very, very interesting. So I know we've talked a lot about the I think it's very cool to talk about what the booking experience is like, and we've spent certainly a lot of time on that. But on your website, of course, we'll share that in a little while, you have a button called Host With Us. And let's talk from that side of things. I know, Aviv, you've already touched on what your work in developing your relationships with primarily on the residential side folks that their occupancy is not completely full. Tell us why they would contact you and what that looks like and why it benefits them.
Yes, of course. So I would say they should contact us if they don't know what to do with their with their real estate. So most of the buildings, you know, whether it's, you know, you're a private owner and you own a small building in Chicago that's, you know, 3-4 units, or whether it's the, you know, huge sky rises, you know, 300, 400, 500 units, there's still some matter of dealing with the real estate. You need to find your tenants. You need to make sure they're happy, maintenance, cleaning, stuff like that. Whereas if you don't want to do that and you're okay with having short-term rentals as a part of your portfolio, you should contact us because we're going to take all of that off of your hands.
And the Chicago real estate market is responding well to the Dormigo opportunity?
So I would say very much. Chicago is right now our smallest market, actually. Nashville is our first market and Austin is our second. But yes, if you look on the real estate market, especially downtown, River North, Streeterville, The Loop, etc., there's huge amounts of developers building new buildings all the time, and those buildings don't have full capacity.
They need to reach out to Dormigo.
Exactly.
For sure. So what does the growth look like? I know you're in the process of hiring some people. Let's spend a moment on that.
Sure. We are actually looking very hard for people mainly in the operation side, in actually all three cities, but also Chicago. Chicago is probably the place where we're currently looking for the most people, both in operations, in what we call listing development, which is maintaining our listings online across the different platforms where we advertise, and all the way through, you know, algorithms and the tech side. We are hiring a lot, and I really welcome everyone who is interested either in the market or in the idea or just to learn more about us to go to our website and look it up.
And all the job opportunities are available over there. So we are indeed starting to run out of time, and I want to make sure our listeners know where they can find that information, how they can host with Dormigo, how they can perhaps even find availability for their next vacation, for their next work stay in a city like Chicago, Nashville, Austin, but also those job opportunities. And indeed, listeners, there are job opportunities that are out there here in Chicago. How can people learn more?
Yeah, so they can go on to dormigo.com and hopefully
let's spell that for them.
D is in David, O R M is in mother, IGO.com. And over there you'll have all of the sections, the host with us, the job section, the book with us, where they can come over and take a look on all of our different listings. All of these update on a daily basis, so anything is changing all the time. And we welcome both, you know, building owners, property management companies, as well as employees or future prospects, I would say. As Dan was saying, we always look to hire amazing people, and we're always on the lookout.
Fantastic. Well, Dan and Aviv from Dormigo, a fantastic growing company here in Chicago, hiring here in Chicago and growing in the real estate market. Appreciate you coming on to share your story with us. We'll be sure to have you back on. Coming up after the break, I'm excited to be joined by Allison Scrutchins, who will be talking to me another entrepreneurial story. We will be right back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
Sean Hannity applauds the president's stance on trade.
We have had horrible one-sided deals with everybody. That includes NATO, 72 cents of every dollar. That includes our European allies and friends, supposedly. They have one-sided trade deals. Mexico, NAFTA, Canada, now China. So we're making huge progress.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Jill Walsh at 5, on AM 560.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maraboli, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. But I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maraboli, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's actually really been helping my system and my lupus and my gastro problems. So I'm actually very happy with the product.
Acid reflux is pretty much under control. That's why I keep taking it.
I have noticed, you know, I'm sleeping better since I started taking the Balance of Nature and all the other things I'm doing.
I can't believe how wonderful your product is. I listened to you guys on the radio for years and years and years, and I listened to all the testimonials. I go, well, you know, it's probably time to give it a try. And I've been just happy as can be ever since.
For a limited time, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Welcome back to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. What a fantastic conversation with the folks from Dormigo. And as promised, I'm thrilled to be joined by another fantastic entrepreneur, a millennial female entrepreneur. I'm thrilled to be joined by Allison Scrutchins. Allison, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, hello. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. So you have been an entrepreneur now for 5+ years. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and we'll talk about your story in just a moment.
Thank you for that reminder. Actually, it's 5 years this March, so I'm so excited to be celebrating. A little bit about my story. I started my business 5 years ago, a consultant and management company, with the goal of helping other entrepreneurs, small businesses, nonprofits in the areas of event planning, strategic development, branding, marketing. And I'm blessed to say that my business has been doing great. I actually grossed six figures last year, and I'm getting ready to launch a new product to further my entrepreneurial journey.
That's incredible. Allison, congratulations on all of that. And if that's what has been accomplished in now, I guess, slightly less than 5 years, I could only imagine what is coming up on the horizon. But for every successful entrepreneur, there's always an interesting story. And I have to assume that your journey did not start just over the past 5 years. What happened prior to that, and what led you on this journey?
So basically, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurship is 14 years old. I wrote down three different businesses that I wanted to have. And the funny part is I have none of them just yet. But I'm working on those three originals. But I came out, I had an undergrad in social work and a master's in public administration. And I was working for a chamber of commerce, and I was just unhappy in my position. I would walk into work, and it would bring my spirit down. And I was looking for answers. Like the answer, AM560. I was looking for answers, and I found it in helping other people, which has always been my true passion, my true goal. And then I just found ways to make money helping people, and the rest is history.
And I see from the smile in your face, you clearly love what you do.
Yes.
And that is probably why you wrote your first book, mm-hmm. How to Be an Entrepreneur 101.
Yes.
So most people, when they have a secret, they don't want to write it down and share it with everybody. Why did you sort of break from that rule?
Well, I am a firm believer that there is enough of the American pie for us all to eat. So why not share what people think is secrets or our jewels to becoming successful? I believe that it's okay for us all to be successful. So I wanted to share my success with others.
Okay.
And the book, it just turned out I was originally teaching a class, and I had so many students who were successful from the things that I taught in this class and this curriculum that I created. So I made it a book. And not only is it an empowerment guide in the first half, but the second half is an actual workbook where I put you to work. I teach you how to create that mission, that vision. Who's your target population, and just give you everything that you need to actually start your business.
That's fantastic. So in the book, of course, we're going to make sure that we share the link and how people can purchase the book with our listeners. I don't want to share all of the secrets, but can you share perhaps the most important thing? We're having this conversation on a Sunday. It means that there's time. Tomorrow's obviously the holiday, MLK Day, and hopefully our listeners are getting out there and finding the right commemorations tomorrow. But when you get into the office on Tuesday, I want to make sure that people have a successful week.
Right.
How can people get their week started properly by using your guide and your information?
So I'm so happy you asked that, because it goes into this product that I'm about to create, which is the Forward Planner. So the planner actually teaches you how to best create time optimization that works for you and your schedule. We all have a million things that we need to do, but we always need to be focused on what is the main thing that we need to get done in this day. So each and every day we break out work tasks, personal tasks, your schedule for the day, and it just actually teaches you how to be successful in time management, which is so important, because I don't think we realize you only get one today. So you have to be productive in it. You have to be successful in it. And that's what I am doing with this planner, teaching other people how to better manage their time and be successful in their life.
So that's the book. And we're going to, of course, share links to that. But what you do professionally is you are a consultant. You are a management consultant where you help businesses take their ideas and move it forward and make sure, obviously, right now it's appropriate we're having this conversation in January. That means that there's a long time to make 2019
yes.
a success. What are some of the services that you provide?
So majority of my services, again, like I said, are for small businesses, nonprofits. I work with a lot of politicians as well. Mm. But the services that we work on is strategic development. You know, what is it that you're trying to accomplish right now, and how can I help you accomplish it?
Allison, I have to interrupt you for a second, because you're not working with enough politicians. If more politicians were working with you, our government would be open and things would be in better shape.
Ooh, am I sweating? Oh, my goodness.
No pressure.
Yes, you know, so the beauty in what I do is I am a big proponent on helping underserved communities. I am from the south side of Chicago, the Roseland community, which people say is one of the worst communities in Chicago. And my biggest goal is to be able to empower others by teaching them that the power is within themselves. So I work with the good politicians, sure. I like to say, the ones who are actually in the communities doing the work and, doing the things that we elected them to do. So I work with them in the areas. I've been a campaign manager for an alderman before. I currently do fundraising for State Representative Marcus C. Evans Jr. So that is what I'm able to do. I like to say I'm your one-stop shop for all of your planning needs. You tell me where you are and I get you where you need to be.
And all of this before the age of 30.
Yes. Oh, I turned 30 this year.
Oh, wow. Amazing, amazing. Well, good things in store for sure. So what is next for you? I know that you seem to take on challenges.
Yes.
You've certainly conquered the political challenge. You've conquered the business challenge. Mm-hmm. You've written a book. What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to work smarter and not harder. I say that again, smarter and not harder, because as entrepreneurs, we automatically feel as though, oh, I have to be team no sleep, 17-hour days, you know, buttoned up, doing this, doing that. And that's not true. There are so many ways where we can work smarter and not harder. Uber is the top company right now, and they own not one car. You know, so keep that in mind when you're thinking about your work ethic. So I am getting ready to release these planners. These planners, I have one specific for every day, daily, weekly planner. Then I have one specific for entrepreneurs, one specific for event planners, and one specific for students. And my goal is to get those planners into Staples, Office Max, Target, have them being sold online in stores, and just teach people how to optimize their time. You know, I'm under 30, six-figure business, very successful, and just like I optimized my time, you can do the same and be successful and live your life with a purpose.
And I asked the question of our earlier guests from Dormigo. I talked about the Chicago real estate market. I'm curious about the Chicago entrepreneurial market. I know that what we all share in this room, and we have a large packed studio of guests, we all love our city. We love our communities. You are an entrepreneur, and you've decided to not run away from a community that some say is the worst neighborhood. I know from the look on your face, you don't feel it. You don't think it's a worse neighborhood. You see an opportunity to improve. What do you say about the Chicago business community in general?
The Chicago business community right now is amazing. I mean, there's so many people that are out here becoming entrepreneurs and walking in their journeys, and I support them 100%. I do think that sometimes we overlap with services and the things that we are doing and the products and the services we're providing, but that's something that I teach in my class is to find your niche. Find what it is that you bring to the table that nobody else brings to the table. And I think that if all of us as entrepreneurs, we can find our lane and find what it is that we're great at specifically, then we can all be successful in our own right.
Words of wisdom from an entrepreneur that has built a six-figure business and has a new book. It's called
I actually am releasing planners.
Oh, fantastic.
So they're called the Forward Planners.
The Forward Planners.
Don't put too much pressure. The next book isn't coming to next year.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. But How to Be an Entrepreneur 101. It's a fantastic book.
Yes.
And it will help you be successful. So, Allison, how can people get a hold of you and learn more?
I am on social media, all platforms, at It's Allison Renee. That's ItsAllysonRenee. RENEE. And you can also find more information on me on my website. Same information, itsallisonrenee.com.
itsallisonrenee.com. Well, congratulations on all of your success.
Thank
Looking
you
forward
so
to
much.
Following your continued progress. And be sure to check back in with us. I would love to hear your stories and your next book.
Yes. Something thank you so much for having me. And I wish you guys nothing but the best on this amazing show.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue the conversation about entrepreneurship. We've got to take a squeeze in a little break with some headlines, commercials, and we've got more guests here on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're powered by our friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. And as always, you can download podcasts from this show. 5+ years with hundreds and hundreds of guests. Share it with a friend. We're available all over on social media. We're streaming this live on Facebook. Check me out at Shalom Klein. I'll be back in just a moment on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
Winter stinks. Snow, ice, freezing temperatures, more snow. Escape Chicago and join Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson in Nuevo Vallarta, Mexico. You'll stay at the Marvel Residences Luxury Resort in Nuevo Vallarta, Mexico. It's a beautiful, all-inclusive resort located between rainforest mountains and the Pacific Ocean. Don't wait to book your Passport to Paradise trip with AM560 and Apple Vacations. Visit 560theanswer.com/passport. That's 560theanswer.com/passport.
Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. Democrat leaders rejecting President Trump's compromise offer to end the partial government shutdown. House Democrat Whip James Clyburn on Fox News Sunday.
I can't see us keeping federal employees, 800,000 people, out of work while we go back and forth on negotiations. These negotiations could take 3 or 4 weeks. We ought to open the government up.
The president has said he won't do that until a border wall is funded. Tensions are flaring in the Middle East. Israel attacking Iranian forces in Syria and warning the Syrians against intervening. The LA Rams have punched their ticket to the Super Bowl.
The kick is good. Rams win it. And on to Super Bowl 53 they go.
The call on Fox Sports, that field goal in overtime, giving the Rams a 26-23 win over the New Orleans Saints in the NFC Championship game. This is Fox News.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
At the CMA Foundation, we believe every child should have the access and opportunity to participate in quality music programs. Music education isn't just important if you're going to make it your career. It helps boost student engagement and achievement across all academic subjects and helps children develop the abilities that set them up for lifelong success. Music has always been a huge part of my life. When I started taking clarinet lessons in sixth grade band, a whole world was open to me. I learned how to read music and play multiple instruments. From there, I sang in choir and learned about melodies and harmonies and chords and how to string them together to make this beautiful thing called music. The music education that I received as a student set me up for success as an adult, not just in my career, but in my life. Music is transformative, and I want to ensure that it's never silent. Learn how you can help support music education at itstartswithme.org.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis. You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by my next guest, a sought-after author and speaker who teaches, entertains, and inspires audiences worldwide. Rob Jollis joins me here on the program. Welcome to Get Down to Business.
Well, pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you have assembled quite an impressive client list. You've spoken at dozens of universities, companies such as Toyota, Disney, GE, and you've written your newest of 6 books called Why People Don't Believe You, Building Credibility from the Inside Out. Rob, that's quite an accomplishment. Let's talk about credibility and why there's this statistic that 48% of business recruits lack this vital skill set.
Well, it might be because when we start talking about finding a process or adding to our percentages of credibility, it's not necessarily something we just pull out of the air. It would be nice if we were taught that. Well, if we're taught that, we back it up, and it's usually what we call soft skills, which is kind of a horrible PR problem. So we don't really teach the soft skills, and so we're kind of left to our own unconscious competencies, and there's just no process in place to teach this. But I'm leading a fight that says let's get rid of the word soft skills and replace it with performance skills, and believe me, we all need to invest in them.
Oh, wow. So it truly is a crisis in the workforce. And today's corporations and academic institutions, they're sounding the alarm that new employees and job seekers overwhelmingly lack vital workplace proficiencies. So tell us a little bit about the research that that you compiled in preparation for this book, and more importantly, where you see possibilities for improvement.
Okay. I had a petri dish I worked in for 6 years of anywhere between 200 to 300 people who were in career transition. These are people who've really often taken it on their chin. They've lost their tune, so to speak. It's actually what I wanted to call the book was, it's not the words, it's the tune. And so when you're beat up a little bit, and you don't have to be somebody in job transition, you could be a salesperson or an entrepreneur that's just lost their third contract in 2 weeks, and your tune goes down a bit. Well, I worked with these people for 6 years and began to realize that resumes, LinkedIn sites, everything, words are great, but we have to help work with the tune, and that's where this book begins.
Fascinating. So we know that perception often becomes reality. And so I know in the book you talk about how pitch, pace, and tone can make or break how people perceive us. Tell us a little bit about some of your tips for those of us that for those listeners out there that might be trying to make an improvement in how they are perceived.
Great. Okay. So, you know, I go through small exercises of where you can stretch your pitch and actually mark up almost like a music sheet where you're going to pause and just sort of practice that. But I got to tell you, the secret sauce to me is I don't have time to write all that out in an instant while I'm having a conversation. I really think if we think more like method actors, in other words, we actually embrace the fact that we do play a character sometimes when we're empathetic. We do play a character when we're you know, trying to get the client to feel true empathy back to the client. So why can't we actually find characters like that and actually begin to, as an actor, develop a character? Now the pitch, the pace, the pause, they take care of themselves because we're in the moment. We're authentic.
Interesting. And once you improve on the credibility, how do you sustain that credibility for the long haul?
Yeah. That's the hard part. And actually, the good news is that's more political in terms of getting a little bit of political intelligence. And I mean in within businesses, within corporations, as entrepreneurs. And so it's not enough just to learn how to be credible. We have to stay credible. And that means just learning processes for things like knowing when to be wrong when you know you're right, and what really fitting in with the team means, and how to talk to your manager. And so I don't want people to just kind of get through that gauntlet and get hired because they can make people believe them. I want them to sustain it. And so that's the back third of the book.
Oh, fascinating. Well, I don't want to share all of the secrets. They are in the book, Why People Don't Believe You, Building Credibility from the Inside Out. But that is only one. That's the most recent of your six books. So you've written a lot, and there's a lot of information out there. Rob, where can people find the book, purchase a copy, and get in touch with you?
Great. Okay, well, Amazon, online, things like that. But we just found out FedEx is actually going to be picking up the book, which is nice. So next time you're in making a copy, maybe you pick one up there. You can also just reach out to me at my website, which is jolles.com. And I've got something called a blarticle. It comes out every 2 weeks. You can sign up for that if you like, and I'll tap you on the shoulder every 2 weeks with about 500 words.
With some great tips and information, no doubt. So, Rob Jolles, thank you for sharing that advice with our listeners. I can't wait to get through the book myself and hopefully share it and pay it forward with folks out there that want to learn how to improve their perception, improve their credibility. Thanks for sharing those tips. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue the conversation on entrepreneurship. We're going to talk about STEM. I'm thrilled to be joined by a fascinating guest who will share about some innovative and quite fascinating work, and exciting to have Stephanie on the air with me here. As always, you get on my website, shalomkline.com. To download podcasts, get a sneak peek of who will be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We're going to be back in just a moment. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Did you know that studies have shown that we need over 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day? If you're like me, it's hard to find the time and money to prepare and eat all of those fruits and vegetables. Who can do that? Yet we know that proper nutrition can prevent health problems, give us energy, and help us heal faster. Balance of Nature has spent over 20 years researching and delivering solutions to this problem. We can ensure that you consume over 30 different fruits and veggies every single day. Our capsules are filled with 100% real whole foods. There isn't a single thing added to Balance of Nature products. They're pure. We spent an incredible amount of time on the quality of our products. We do this for you. We do it for our own families. Give yourself a break and give your body what it needs.
For a limited time, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Hey, it's Joe Walsh with a great way to start a new year. It's the MyPillow 4-pack offer. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere MyPillows, plus free shipping, all for the normal price of one premium MyPillow. You've been hearing me tell you for years, these are the best pillows money can buy, and they really are. Bottom line, you'll sleep better and feel better. MyPillow is washable, dryable, and has a money-back offer if you're not happy. Here's more good news. you can still get 30% off of everything else, including the MyPillow mattress topper and pet beds you've heard me rave about. Just be sure to use the promo code Joe to get the MyPillow 4-pack offer with free shipping and the 30% discount on everything else, including mattress toppers and pet beds. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-489-0201. That's 800-489-0201. Don't forget to use the promo code Joe. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Joe.
Waited for this conversation for a while. I'm thrilled to be joined by Stephanie Hine from Maker Girl. And Stephanie, you and I have gotten to know each other over the past while. And Maker Girl, your mission is to inspire girls to be active in STEM, but that is such an understatement for all of the statistics and everything that you guys have been accomplished. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Stephanie, let's start with the basics of Maker Girl. Obviously, we are our conversation is taking place here in Elk Grove Village. I've had you on my program at Northwestern University, and you have a presence at Northwestern. But I know after the show, you are heading down to Champaign to U of I. Tell us sort of how Maker Girl got started and where you're located and sort of that core mission of what you're doing.
Sure. So Maker Girl is a nonprofit organization, and we were founded back in 2015 by two business students at the University of Illinois. And really the inspiration and their motivation behind this organization is they saw a lack of women in C-suite roles like CEO, CFO positions, but then also just a general lack of women in STEM. And so they were inspired by that issue and wanted to promote young girls getting involved in these fields and teaching them that there's so much more than just doing a math problem or doing a chemistry experiment, that it's creative and fun and you can use your imagination in these fields as well. So from that, we do 3D printing sessions with 7 to 10-year-old girls where we take them through the design process. So they start by drawing out their design. They learn how to turn their design into a 3D computer design, and then we print that out for them, and they're able to take home their object with them. We do that at the University of Illinois and Northwestern University, and this past fall, we piloted a session with the Society of Women Engineers at Harvard. So we're very excited that we're expanding.
That's fascinating. And I know I have some outdated statistics, but as of just a couple of months ago, you have already had over 3,000 3D prints sent home with Maker Girls. And I've met some of those Maker Girls at Northwestern, and the look on their face and their stories of how they have found their purpose is truly fantastic. So again, going back to that mission, your goal is to inspire girls to be active in STEM. Let's talk about the root challenge of why perhaps young ladies might not be inspired, and what that process of inspiration looks like.
Sure. So when we were doing research for our organization, we found that girls tend to lose interest and start saying no to STEM-related opportunities around the age of 11. So we target 7 to 10-year-olds because we want to reach them before that age to build up their enthusiasm and their confidence in these areas to hopefully sustain them through middle school and high school and into college. And personally, for me, I remember when I was in seventh grade, I was interested in taking like an engineering course at my middle school, and I ended up not taking it. And my mom tells me that it's because I said, "Mom, no, that's a class, like only the boys take that class, like I don't want to take it." So I think it's just really important to show these young girls that there are women and there are girls just like them studying these fields and being successful in these fields, and we just need to keep increasing that pipeline.
And so Maker Girl, you talked about your presence at University of Illinois at Champaign, obviously at Northwestern. What is next for Maker Girl? How will you continue to accomplish that mission?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. A couple different ways. So we're focused on expanding to other universities in the U.S. We're currently working on building a team in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and then also at Milwaukee School of Engineering. And we hope to continue to expand from there. And then we also do a road trip every summer where we take our program on the road. It was inspired by trying to reach rural and underserved communities that are outside of where the universities are located. So this summer we're doing an East Coast version of that road trip. We'll be traveling everywhere between Illinois and the East Coast. So that's what's next for us.
That's exciting. And we're going to have to squeeze in a quick break in a moment, and we're going to talk more about the sort of the fundamentals of what STEM is. But among the statistics, and I keep sharing these statistics because I'm so proud of them, and I've been sharing them ever since you and I first met, is that 74% of Maker Girls would pursue a career in STEM. That's pretty impressive. So you've only been doing this for a couple of years, and already girls have committed that this is what they want their future to look like. What about the right now when Maker Girls, do they graduate from the program? How does that work?
So currently we're only working with elementary school girls, but in the future we hope to build a pipeline of our program where they can do the elementary school curriculum, go into the middle school program, high school, and then eventually graduate and want to start a Maker Girl Academy when they're in college and stay involved.
That's very, very impressive. And again, I've met some of these girls, and you could see how much they found some purpose and that they're actually interested in the studies. This is very hands-on. 3D printing and all of this work requires a lot of resources. So I want to say it now, and of course we'll say it again in a couple of minutes, but how can people support the efforts of Maker Girl?
We're always looking for new sponsors to sponsor our program, just with general costs associated with the program, but also specifically for our road trip this summer. And if you're interested in that, you can visit our website, www.makergirl.us, and all the information is on there.
Fantastic. What about somebody that wants to become a Maker Girl?
Yeah, if you want to become a Maker Girl, that information is also on our website. You can email info@makergirl.us to learn about the opportunities in your area.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to squeeze in a quick break in just a moment. Of course, you could always get on my website, shalomkline.com, and I'm going to share the link to Maker Girl as well as some of those statistics that I keep mentioning here on the air. I'll share all of that information on my blog, so you could check that out. And I'd encourage everybody listening to share this information to get somebody else involved in order to accomplish that mission. It involves sharing that information and making sure people are aware of the challenge that exists. I'm going to have Stephanie back on in just a quick moment. Got to squeeze in a very quick break. Stephanie from Maker Girl will be right back.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. But I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-390-3617. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-390-3617. 1-800-390-3617. 1-800-390-3617.
And we are back. I've been chatting with Stephanie from Maker Girl, and we've talked a little bit about what it means to become a Maker Girl. We've talked about the work the impact on community, which is truly fantastic, including certainly there's well-known data that's out there. It's hard to turn on the news these days without seeing those letters, STEM, STEM. So I feel like we may have just brushed over it in our little bit of our first conversation over there. But Stephanie, what is STEM and why is it so important?
So STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. They've also added an A recently. It's now STEAM, and The A stands for art, which works really well with our program because we encourage the girls to be creative and use their imagination. So it's STEAM now, and it's very important because it's really used in, like, any career you can think of. There's something STEM associated with that, whether you're here at the radio station and you need to learn how to use the technology, whether you're working in a lab or even in sales, if you're selling like healthcare products, you need to have a little bit of that science background. So it's just really important. And currently the U.S. STEM workforce, there's only about 25% women. So our goal is to increase that number.
Oh, sure. So clearly very, very important. And while the economy continues to change, and I feel like that's been a theme of this of the show, as I keep turning to each of our guests and talking about what the Chicago market is like, I'm going to do the same for you. And as we've talked about sort of the business climate here in Chicago, and we've talked about the real estate climate here, why do you feel STEM is important, or do you feel that STEM is important here in the Chicago market?
Yeah, for sure. We work mainly with schools and Girl Scouts in the Chicago area, and we find that they're especially interested in any new opportunities that they can have their students involved in that's related to STEM, just because it's such in demand right now. Schools don't necessarily have the proper resources to provide that. So after school programs like ours are able to come in and provide that experience for their students.
Wow. So we've talked about what it means to become a Maker Girl, but what about starting a Maker Girl Academy? What's involved in that?
Yeah, so Maker Girl Academy, those are based at universities. So we're always looking for students who are interested in running our program, and they don't necessarily have to be STEM-related majors. We have business majors, design majors, everyone involved. It can be women and men. We're really encouraging the men on our campuses to get involved as well. And it just, we would help you and we would train you and teach you what we're about and help you run a program, and then you would take it from there.
Oh, that's exciting. So lots of impact, and clearly you're taking things on the road, which means that there will be an even greater impact. You've gotten a lot of coverage lately, and I know that I just saw an article that was, I think, out there on Forbes with the co-founders of Maker Girl, which is very, very impressive. So let's go back to the numbers. How many people have come through Maker Girl sessions? How many sessions have there been?
We have done about 120 Maker Girl sessions in 18 different states across the U.S. and have reached about 3,500 girls. And our goal is to have educated 10,000 girls by the year 2023.
Amazing. And in order for that to happen, I know we talked about it earlier, it requires some community involvement. And that means stepping up, spreading the word, but also donating as well. So let's talk about the sponsorship opportunities. There's obviously donating money. Are there other ways that people can volunteer or donate materials or donate anything else?
Yeah, materials, that's a big part of our program. So we're always looking for new laptops, even just promotional items to go in our goodie bags to send home with our girls. And then 3D printers, anything like that. We're always on the lookout for people who are willing to donate.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, we are running out of time, and I want to make sure that our listeners know where they can find out more, read some of the coverage, learn more about Maker Girl, but also importantly, step up, donate, and get involved. Where can people find you and get in touch?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and that's Maker Girl, all one word. And then our website is www.makergirl.us.
Makergirl.us. I encourage everybody to get involved. I also encourage all of our listeners to check out our sponsors, Tandem HR. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Visit their website, tandemhr.com. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me here in studio. Thank you to all of our guests and all of our listeners. We'll be back next Sunday right here on AM560, The Answer to Success. Let's get down to business. Be sure to check out my website, shalomkline.com. We'll talk to you next week with a brand new lineup of guests. You don't want to miss it. Chicago, thanks for tuning in.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health and